Restoring My Soul, Monday the 4th of November. The Expression of Obedience. The Apostle Paul testified that he was a slave of Jesus Christ who had been separated by the Father to proclaim the gospel of God. He explained that when a hearer receives this message, they obtain faith which is demonstrated through obedience. This obedience is necessary for salvation. The expression of our obedience is from our spirit by the Holy Spirit. The beginning point of obedience is the Word of God. The Father is the source of the Word. It is ministered by the Holy Spirit through the preaching of a messenger who has been sent from the presbytery by Christ. We hear this Word with our ears, which we understand with our mind. Our mind, as a faculty of our soul, and our spirit connect with the Holy Spirit in our heart. He illuminates our being. Without the Holy Spirit, our spirit would remain in darkness. Having been illuminated, we then obey from our spirit, which is the substance of our identity through the expression of the soul. The capacity for obedience is faith. We receive faith through illumination as we hear the word proclaimed from El Shaddai, our Lord. Because of faith, we obtain the freedom to choose the obedience that is being illuminated to our spirit. Choice brings responsibility, and responsibility requires accountability. We demonstrate faith as we respond to the command, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." The choice to walk in obedience on the pathway of salvation is given to us, but the power of faith for obedience comes from God. The obedience of faith is by the Spirit, who guides us into all truth. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 17, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9, Romans chapter 10, verses 14 to 15, Acts chapter 6, verse 7, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6, and John chapter 16, verse 13. For further study, Acts chapter 26.